Jesus Christ. You know that joke? Anyway, she is a charming person. And as you'll hear in this conversation, she actually introduced herself to me. I guess she used to watch the Adam and Joe show back in the day on Channel 4, and she used to listen to the Six Music show. I didn't know who she was, though. And after we'd spoken about music and her music and everything, I looked up some of her stuff online. Here's a track called Forget, which was one of the first things that I came across, which I mention later on. So pack away every verse and every rhyme. Forget all the words that let you break my heart. Forget that I'm the person tearing you apart. And I watched a performance of her on Later with Jules from 2011, and I just thought, well, she's a brilliant performer, and I hope you'll agree when you hear her singing at the end of this conversation. The conversation itself is a fairly straightforward chat, mainly about a few of the music legends that she has come into contact with in the last couple of years. And at the end of that, she was nice enough to sing a song, actually, that she had just written at the time, which now appears on her album Blood, which came out in August 2015, I believe. And it was just her standing in her front room playing her electric guitar with a little amplifier, and there was also her then boyfriend Chris Dagger, who was playing the upright bass, and it sounded pretty good, I think. I mean, anything sounds good once you stick a huge amount of reverb on it, I find. But and I also filmed it on my phone, and I'm going to try and put the video of the performance up on YouTube, and I'll post a link. I'll put it on my blog.
I've got a blog, I've got a blog. Rudy, Rudy, Schmoody, Rudy, blog, blog, blog. I've got a blog. Here's the address, here's the address. It's adam-buxton.co.uk. So check it out.
And I'll put the link on the SoundCloud page. That's the home of this podcast, is SoundCloud. I think you will agree when you see it that she is quite an unusually talented performer, and magnetic, and just with an extraordinary voice. And I love the song too, and it's a great performance. Also, if you watch it on YouTube, you get to see the Mystery Geezer. I think it was one of their housemates standing in the corner, but it's funny, the camera sort of pans across at one point and you just see this guy nodding. It's like, whoa, where did he come from? Anyway, that's if you fancy a trip to YouTube. But for now, let's keep it on the podcast, and I will chat to you later on. But here is Leanne Lahavis. I'm sat here on a lovely summery afternoon.
Yes.
In, can we call this Lee Valley?
No, well, the borough is Waltham Forest.
Right.
And the area is Leighton.
Leighton.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you end up in Leighton? And this is sort of northeast London, would you say?
Yeah, but more east than north.
Right.
But kinda.
Yeah.
I'm near Walthamstow.
Listen, don't take this the wrong way, but I wouldn't describe this area as in any way trendy.
Well, you know, I think in time.
I mean, that's good, because obviously maybe the trendiest you can possibly get is not in any way trendy.
That was my thinking, so.
Because then you've got somewhere to go.
Yeah.
Because if you're, you know, wandering around